You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
September 30th, 2015. From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Our guest tonight, New Jersey Governor and presidential candidate Chris Christie is here. And that's right. That's right, promoting his new album, I Wanna Be President. But here we are, night three, people. And you know what? Since I've been in America, a lot of people have asked me if I'm having a hard time adjusting to living in the country. And the truth is, yes, some things are harder to understand than others. For instance, why do you let the baby lions in a sandbox in your bathrooms? And why did you let that giant mouse rule a magical kingdom within your borders? No, not that. I was talking about the other one. Yeah. Luckily, there are things that do remind me of home. For instance, having a black president. And the difficulty of talking about race relations, especially when the police are involved.
The only people in our society that don't believe all lives matter are generally liberals.
We don't need to say all lives matter because white citizens aren't dying at the hands of police.
Why has the Black Lives Matter movement not been classified yet as a hate group?
And when people say all lives matter, it's actually a violent statement.
I've seen far more racism against the cops.
It's a divisive issue.
It's almost as if there's no common ground.
Well, it really does seem like there's no common ground. It's almost as if this whole issue is just black and... Oh. I get it. It's a cookie. The problem is a cookie. The question is, how can we even attempt to solve this problem in this heated environment? To find out, Jordan Klepper and Roy Wood Jr. filed this report.
Over the past year, cops have faced increasing scrutiny based on their actions against minorities. To get to the bottom of this, The Daily Show sent not one,
but two correspondents to go deep.
Super deep. So we decided to sit down with some cops to see why they're
racist
under attack. Tonight on. There's gonna be a graphic right here.
No graphic?
Okay, let's go inside.
After all the shootings of unarmed minorities throughout the country, the nation is now split into two camps. Either the cops are racist or they're not racist. But only one side can be right. So we sat down with former NYPD detective and Fox News contributor Bo Deedle to get the definitive answer.
This is a tough question to ask, Bo, but I gotta ask it.
Good.
Are police racist?
No.
It's good enough for me. I'm satisfied. We're good here.
Unbelievable. Are you serious?
Yep.
You're not gonna ask him any more questions?
He said they're not racist.
NYPD was whooping ass.
Bo, look, I'm sorry. Bo, he's new.
All cops are not racist. Everyone's starting to believe, like you are, that there is a overwhelming conspiracy with all the cops. You go, ooh, let's go get a black guy and beat him to death. That's not what's going on there.
Of course a cop's going to say police aren't racist, but what about an expert who runs a center which studies the police, Dr. Phil Goff?
Okay, so let's start with the facts. All cops are racist.
No, all cops are not racist.
Told you. All cops are awesome.
No, all cops are not awesome.
Is there nuance to this?
There is nuance to this. Police, like everybody else, hold implicit biases. Implicit bias is the shorthand that we take for the automatic association between people and stereotypes that we have about those people. And we've done that with black and crime a whole heck of a lot. Almost all people hold implicit biases.
I don't hold any biases.
I don't hold any biases. I look at him, I see a cool-ass white dude.
Yeah, I look at...
Shirt tucked in, look like a weatherman.
You're gonna trust me. I trust this guy, right? He's got southern charm. He's a black dude without earrings. Yeah, I like that dude.
If it's true that neither of you have biases, then you are very rare individuals.
Well, I think that's true.
I'm amazing.
Not surprisingly, there's a program that Nerdy Suge Knight developed which trains police officers to de-link bias from their decision-making.
We've been very involved in training officers to limit the influence of their biases on their behaviors.
So a police chief comes to you and says, help, we just shot a black kid. Please help us. So we quit doing that.
Police chiefs usually don't call us and say, help.
But some police departments have sought out these techniques. Like this deadly force simulator, which shows a series of real-life situations that test your ability to not act on assumptions of race.
Hey, what are you doing?
What?
Bias ass, that's empire.
Bias training consists of three key components: scenario-based training, written testing, and talking it out. To see it in action, we headed to the Madison, Wisconsin Police Department, one of the few in the country that has an extensive anti-bias program. And there's a compelling reason why.
Tonight, there are protests over another deadly police shooting of an unarmed man after complaints of a confrontation, this one last night in Madison, Wisconsin.
So we sat down with the Madison Chief of Police, Mike Koval, to ask one little question.
Are all police biased?
Yes, the police have biases.
Got him.
Got him?
You said it.
Who are you calling?
Black people. You're
calling black people?
Yes.
Let me get that number.
Yeah, I'm in Wisconsin. White dude. Just said it. Bias, all of them. Uh-huh. Tell Black Twitter.
Black Twitter? You don't know about Black Twitter?
No. Yeah, Black Twitter. Hello, Black Twitter. Hello.
You should get on Black Twitter, it's hilarious. I don't know what they're talking about half the time, but it is funny.
So he admitted they're biased, and I have to say, they seem like pretty nice guys.
There you go. That's all right.
I'm feeling it.
Looks good, looking good.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
What do you do? Roy, my man. Hands up, my man.
And then the scenario-based training began. Of course, a couple of unbiased reporters like us would ace this.
All right, role players, you want to get in position? All right, Jordan, you can go ahead and observe.
We have the rap star over here who clearly hit this pregnant woman. I'd arrest these two guys and get back to business.
He's not a rap star. He doesn't have a gold chain.
All right. Role players, can you share with them what happened here?
Oh, what an awesome game! Oh, amazing. Oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay?
You okay?
What's going on?
CPR.
You okay?
Roll over.
Why is the black guy trying to kill the lady who's having a heart attack?
Okay, let's try this one more time.
This scenario is called the domestic disturbance. You're gonna observe the scene, you're gonna maybe verbally control the people involved.
This guy's getting too old for this. Like Lethal Weapon? You know, have you seen Lethal Weapon? Like Bad Boys? I don't know.
I've seen Bad Boys.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's do this!
Right. Your first, Jordan. Action.
Is everything okay in here? Excuse me, get away from the woman. Get away from the woman. Get down on the ground. Ma'am, it's gonna be all right. And scene. That was fun, huh? Yeah, you were great and scary. Try it, you're gonna love it.
I'm sorry about him, Officer Prado.
All right, action.
This is never gonna happen.
Stop crying!
She needs help. Stop crying!
What happened?
She needs help.
What happened? Why are you crying?
Don't yell at her.
Officer, what are you doing?
I'm getting too old for this.
I'm sorry.
472, we're gonna need a white female officer to come handle this.
Knock, knock. Hello, Officer Wood. As a white female officer, I'll take care of this. Are you okay? Get on the ground! Get away!
You know what? Okay. So maybe we do have our own biases, and this training can go a long way to help officers make bias-free decisions on the street. This is great. Oh, but there's just one little problem. You see, the shooting of Tony Robinson was 6 months ago. The Madison PD started their bias training 6 years ago. What the hell, Koval? What do you have to say for yourself?
The key is that we've got to acknowledge that this is a problem that is recurring with all too great a frequency, because if no one's talking because we're all hunkered and bunkered down, there's no possible way we can move the needle forward. So I think if nothing else, show affirmative steps that you're doing something, damn it, that's going to make the training less likely to end in those outcomes.
Okay, fine. But talk is cheap. Can bias training really change police behavior?
How can we as a public buy into the realism that police bias training could work when you have so many incidents like Tony Robinson?
Freddie Gray.
Walter Scott.
Sandra Bland.
Eric Garner.
Somebody who gets shot next month.
Implicit bias training is a good idea, but it's not sufficient. You don't want to just do a training. You always want to do trainings with policy changes, with community engagement. And even that, there's still going to be these incidents, because we live in a world where policing is frequently the symptom, not the cause of the inequality. It can't be that police are on one side and communities on the other. The police are the public, and the public are the police.
Just like in Bad Boys.
Yeah. You seen Bad Boys?
It's not at all like Bad Boys.
It's a little bit like Bad Boys.
It's not at all like Bad Boys.
I mean, like...
Have you even seen Bad Boys?
I have seen Bad Boys.
So it's kind of like that?
It's not at all like Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? With an open mind and an awareness of our biases and cultural differences.
Be nice to people when we come for you.
Why the hell am I in the back seat?
Jordan Klepper and Roy Wood Jr., everyone. We'll be right back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Late last week, Chinese President Xi Jinping was in Washington for a state dinner and high-level security meetings with President Obama. And as the president of one of the most powerful nations in the world, when Xi Jinping talks, it's no laughing matter.
We have the right to uphold our own territorial sovereignty and lawful and legitimate maritime rights and interests.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's a little funny. It is. Just to be clear, we did not give that interpreter that awesome voice. No, that was Al Jazeera that decided the president of China should sound like he's in an Allstate commercial. But okay, I'm done. Let's hear what he had to say.
We must recognize that countries have different historical processes and realities, and we need to respect people of all countries.
I'm sorry, I'm not done. It just sounds so amazing. I love this guy. It's almost like they pulled their translator from the top of an R&B song. Like, he was just there like, baby, I know I've been doing you wrong. And I, huh? What's that? Yeah, I speak Mandarin. Right now? Yeah, okay. I'll get back to y'all. But despite the lovely dinner with Xi, there are signs that Obama still may not fully trust him.
President Obama will not stay at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel while attending the UN General Assembly. The posh Park Avenue Hotel is now owned by a Chinese company, sparking concerns that the communist nation could spy on top secret communications.
That's a real lazy way to commit espionage, let's be honest. Come on, China. Is that what you guys are going to do? Oh, we're going to scale the outer wall, sneak into the window, and then we... Ah, screw it. Let's just buy the hotel. Yeah. For more on this, we go to the Waldorf Astoria with our senior investigative correspondent, El Madrigal, everyone. El.
Trevor, the problem is worse than I thought. For the past 3 days, I've been over every inch of this presidential suite, from the four-person jacuzzi to the 800 thread count sheets. But I vow to stay here as long as it takes to nail this story.
That's great, Al, but why are you in a robe?
That's a good question, Trevor. The bigger question is, where have the Chinese hidden the bugs? My current suspicion is at the bottom of this glass. Nope, just another mimosa.
Al, you're not investigating at all. You're just lounging around in a fancy hotel on our dime.
How dare you? Okay, for your information, they sent a Chinese spy to my room last night, and she interrogated me relentlessly for 90 minutes. She beat my back with her fists, and then, you're not gonna believe this, she tortured me with hot stones, okay? But don't worry, I haven't cracked yet.
What do you mean, yet?
I have another Chinese spy appointment in 10 minutes. Getting some seaweed face torture.
This is all a waste. El Madrigal, everyone. This meant nothing. That is not investigative journalism. I want my money back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My guest tonight is the governor of New Jersey, and he's also running for president. Please welcome Governor Chris Christie. So
yes.
This is it. We meet.
Hey.
Oh, we meet again.
Yes.
We meet. A lot of people don't know that you were one of the first people to wish me good luck for the job. So thank you very much.
I'm on Long Island this summer. It was good to see you.
Yeah, what a crazy place. You were wearing shorts. I will never remember that. Don't forget it. I should say it's
It's better that he never remembers, actually. Yeah. He never forgets.
You look good in shorts. You look really good in
shorts.
Oh,
stop now.
No.
No, listen, there's no requirement to lie in your first week on the job. There absolutely is not.
I guess it's different to your job.
Yes,
right?
Much different than my job.
Well, thank you for coming. Let's get straight into it, I guess. I wanted to talk to you first and foremost about the biometrics. I was watching the debates, and you were talking about people and their visas. People need to have their visas, and they shouldn't overstay their time in the U.S. I felt like you were talking to me personally, because that happened one time. But what I didn't understand was the biometrics.
Right.
You want people to get FedEx stamps or...
No, no, no. You know that. You already have 10 FedEx stamps.
Well, I was thinking of getting a stamp on my lower... Here.
Right,
I was thinking of getting like a tramp stamp.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, priority overnight. But explain the system to me.
Hold up both your hands.
No, what...
You got 10 stamps already.
So the fingerprints.
Yeah, the fingerprints unique to every human being. We should be able to track people who come into the country on visas for a particular period of time. These are not people who are immigrating here to stay here forever.
People coming here to work or to do
something. Or a student visa or a tourist visa. You're here for a certain period of time. Give a thumbprint when you come in. Goes into a database. When you have to access certain services in the country, give your thumbprint again.
Yeah, but now talking about accessing those services, is it as easy as you say? Because, I mean, right now you don't even have exit fingerprints when you leave the United States. So, I mean, how do you implement them to other places? I read you talking about implementing it in, like, car rental places, saying that people can't rent a car if they don't have that. But then how does that work? So if somebody comes in there and they have the fingerprints?
With the fingerprint, you have a database.
Yeah.
And if it says you've overstayed, we tap you on the shoulder, say, thanks for coming.
Where were you hiding the whole time?
Oh, I'll be there the entire time.
You're going to be at all the car rental agencies at the same time?
Not every one of them.
This is so confusing.
Not every one of them, but I will be at the one where you're returning your rental car. All right?
This is personal.
This is absolutely personal.
But I mean, it's going to cost so much money. $7 billion are estimates. Like, that's just to overhaul it in the airports.
Yeah.
Right? Would you not say that it's a little bit of an overshoot to try and get this
going? It's a lot less expensive than a 2,000-mile wall across the entire southern border. How about that?
Touche, my friend. Touche. Touche. Let's talk about those debates.
Yeah.
Why were they so long?
I'm still asking myself that question. Because there's so many of us up there. I mean, think about it. You know, I was up there for 3 hours 2 weeks ago, and I got to speak for a total of 10 minutes.
That's the entire time that you get to speak.
10 minutes.
To
that
everyone.
Means for 2 hours and 50 minutes, I'm just going.
Oh, who was that? Who was that? It's such an interesting one because, you know, it seemed like it was a lot about the infighting, you know, and I noticed you said that quite a bit. You said people are sick and tired of listening to the bickering. They want to know what their plan is. And I didn't get to hear what your plan is. What is your plan?
Because I only had 10 minutes.
Yeah, what is your plan?
A plan on what part of the number of problems we have in this country. I mean, listen, we have to reform entitlements in this country. We spend 71% of our federal budget on entitlements and debt service. That's all money we're spending looking in the rearview mirror, not looking through the windshield.
So that's overhauling Social Security and
Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, disability insurance.
There's still a lot of disagreement on how to do that, though. I mean,
well, there is. And my plan is to increase the retirement age for a couple of years, phase it in over 25 years. So it's really only going up 1 month a year for 25 years. And then also for people who make a lot of money in retirement, people who make more than $200,000 a year or more in retirement, they don't really need a Social Security check. They're fine. The Social Security check is needed for people who that's going to make the difference between rent and heat and food. We got to preserve it for those folks. The alternative, of course, is to bring more money into the government. But here's the thing. Why would we trust the government? They've already lied to us and stolen from the trust fund for Social Security. It's why we got a problem now. So we want to give the same people who...
Who is the government? I'm so confused. Are you...
Are you me? In... You're... No, I have nothing to... No. No.
Okay, so Chris Christie gets elected.
Yes.
Okay, let's.
Come on. Something.
Chris Christie gets elected.
That's so terrific. Yes. Good night, everybody.
Chris Christie gets elected. And then
I gotta get to work.
Big things. I heard you talking about. I saw it was on Twitter actually. You saying, "Dear DC," you were asking questions. Dear DC. And one of the big things you seem to be opposed to is the fact that you say the GOP leadership is not working in Congress. They're not trying to move things forward.
Yeah.
A big part of that is the lack of bipartisanship. But I don't understand, honestly, how you can change it.
You got to work with people. I mean, listen, I have a Democratic legislature in New Jersey. For every minute I've been governor, I have a Democratic legislature. That's not an excuse for not doing your job. You got to get to know these folks and you got to find compromise. Compromise isn't capitulation. It's compromise.
But that compromise is limited when sometimes the people you are working with only look at the small things that you do when trying to compromise. I remember one time you touched President Obama.
Yes, I shook his hand, yeah.
You touched President Obama.
Well, like this. We
Whatever.
Touched each other.
And the point is, to this day, some people in your party haven't let you live that down. Can you change that?
Well, I touched him, so I can't change that, but I...
So you did touch him!
I admit it, I did. But you know, I work with Democrats in my state all the time because the people elected them. And so you got to work with them. It's not an option. And what's happened in Washington now is that people think it's an option.
And that's
it's an option to close the government. It's an option not to talk to the other side.
Yeah.
That should not be an option. You get sent there to work, to govern. And that's what I've done in New Jersey. You know, we don't mean we always agree, but we find compromises. And we've compromised on a bunch of stuff over time that's made the state a better place. And that's what you got to do.
So then the biggest obstacle you face right now before I let you go is... getting those poll numbers up. Now, we've seen people surge in the polls. My question to you, Chris Christie, is what is your plan to get those numbers up? Arguably, people say you need 20 to 30% to get the GOP nomination. What does Chris Christie do in this situation to get those numbers up?
Coming on the first week of The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, baby.
Governor Chris Christie, everyone, running for president.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.